The following audio presentation depicts scenes of graphic imagery and violence. Listener discretion is advised.
What's going on?
Elsie, get back here!
Who are you? Why do you come back? Is it because of Christine? Did she do something to you?
Welcome to a new season of After Dark, a horror anthology podcast brought to you by MediaCorp. In the conclusion of our first arc, Elfie confronts the terrifying Suster Nyasot and discovers the dark secrets behind the hospice. After his ordeal, he is faced with a difficult decision: confront the horrors of the past or allow them to keep haunting the hospice forever.
I need to see a doctor.
Oh, shoot. Sir, what's wrong?
I cut my arm. I need a doctor. Hurry!
Please calm down, sir. Let me see.
What are you doing? Get me a doctor!
We need to stem the bleeding immediately. Have a seat. I'll get some gauze.
Miss, where the hell are you going? Nurse! Ow! Hey, careful!
There. Keep the pressure on your hand. If the bleeding starts to worsen, let me know. Our doctors are busy at the moment, but you can wait here.
Oh, okay. How long do I have to wait?
We're pretty full up until the evening, but I think I can squeeze you in about 15 minutes.
You can do that?
Yeah, shouldn't be a problem.
Man, if I had to wait till evening, I'd be in big trouble, huh?
Apologies for the inconvenience, sir. The hospital's been really busy lately.
Well, at least the nurses are competent around here.
Yes, sir. We try to look out for our patients the best we can.
And quite pretty, too, I might add.
Thank you, sir.
All this, miss, you should think about changing this practice. It's so formal.
It's our hospital's protocol, sir.
But it makes this place feel so cold. The hospital is to care for sick people, right? So shouldn't the staff here be more hospitable? Don't you think so?
Sure, I guess.
What's your name, by the way?
It's Sally, sir.
Sally. See? Much better than calling you miss or nurse all the time, right?
Sir, while we wait for the doctor, could I have your name and ID for registration?
Sure. It's Dewey. Dano Dewey. Hey.
Oh my god. Mr. Dewey, right? How's your arm?
Oh, it's pretty good. I can flex my fingers again. The ache's mostly gone.
Right. Sorry, but it says here you don't have a follow-up today.
But I'm not here to see the doctor. I'm here to see you. I was hoping to ask you out for dinner. It's almost 6 p.m. You'll knock off soon, right?
I'm on a night shift today, sir, so I'll be here until tomorrow morning.
Well, I was going to give you this at dinner, but I guess it's a thank you for how you helped me the other day.
Sir, you really didn't have to. I was just doing my job.
Oh, come on. I've come all the way here. The least you can do is open it.
Sir, sorry, but we really are quite busy at the moment.
Open it and I'll get out of your beautiful, gorgeous hair.
But, sir...
And didn't I say to call me Dano? Come on, please, it's really expensive, you know.
Okay, fine. Oh my God, Mr. Dewey!
Nice, right? I thought this would look so good around your neck.
Sir, I can't accept this. I have too many egg necklaces already.
I noticed. You have good taste, you know. But this one is even better than what you are wearing now.
I appreciate the gesture, but it's fine, sir. I don't need it.
Why? What? You don't like me? I come from a wealthy family. I can buy you nice clothes, cars, whatever you want.
It's not that, Mr. Dewey. I do not accept gifts from patients.
Ah, is this another bullshit hospital rule?
It's not, sir. It's just my personal preference.
Well, then you should make an exception. This didn't come cheap, you know.
Could you just refund it, maybe? Or gift it to someone else? Your mother, your girlfriend?
Ah, but there's only one girl in my sights now, Sally.
Please, please stop, sir. I really cannot accept this.
Come on, just take it. It's yours.
Sir, please leave or I'll have to call security.
Seriously? For God's sake, it's not that difficult to accept a gift, right? It's free. Who doesn't want a free gift? Fine, I'll go. Whatever, just stay here and stay naive. This is why people like you won't ever be rich or successful. You're just too short-sighted. I don't know a good thing when it comes right to you.
Hello? Hello? Is anyone there?
Sally. Nurse Sally. It's just me. Why are you running away?
Danu? I mean, Mr. Dewey. Oh my God. What's the matter? Are you okay?
Yes, of course I'm okay. I just wanted to speak to you.
Excuse me?
I wanted to apologize.
Mr. Dewey, I think you're drunk. Do you need me to get a taxi?
No. I want to talk to you.
What? Have you been following me from the hospital?
Yes. I wanted to say I'm sorry.
Mr. Dewey, please.
Why did you lie to me, Sally? Why didn't you take my gift?
Mr. Dewey, Danu, please stand back.
Was I too aggressive? Did I come on too strong? I can change.
Mr. Dewey, I can be better. I think you should go home.
Just take my gift. You can do that for me. Right?
Mr. Dewey, like I said, I don't accept gifts.
Right?
Okay. I accept.
Good. See, it wasn't so hard, right? And I put it on for you.
Mr. Dewey, please.
Can I or not?
Sure. Okay.
Now let's see how good this looks on.
You bitch!
Help! Somebody! Help!
No! Come back, Sally! Come back! Sally! I'm sorry! Please come back!
Help! Help!
Sally!
There's someone chasing me!
Sally! Sally, no!
My God, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry, she came out of nowhere.
Sally, Sally, can you hear me? No, don't die on me, Sally. Don't die on me, Sally! No, I didn't mean to. I didn't mean to. Why did you run? Why did you do this to yourself? I didn't mean to. It wasn't my fault. It wasn't my fault. It wasn't my fault.
What just happened?
Alfie, are you okay?
Where is she? Where did she go?
Alfie, calm down. Are you hurt? What did it do to you?
I was in a different place. I couldn't move. I was in a different body.
What are you talking about? You've been here the whole time. It touched your face and it just disappeared.
No. I saw what happened. I saw her. She was a nurse. Lisa. Nurse Ellie.
What?
I was there. It brought me back to the night when it happened all those years ago.
Alfie, what the hell are you talking about?
She died, Lisa. She was a nurse. Nurse Ellie. She was working the night shift. But when she left, she got into an accident. But they didn't catch the person who caused it. They didn't punish him.
Okay. Alfie, you've been through a lot. I think you need to get some rest.
Lisa, I swear to God, I'm telling you the truth. She was killed right after her night shift ended. That's why she's back. She's been looking for revenge ever since.
Alfie, you're not making any sense at all. Who killed Nurse Ellie?
I need to talk to Christine.
What? Why?
She needs to know.
Alfie, you're a giant mess right now and in no shape to talk to Christine about anything. I'll go tell her what happened. You clean up and go find her later, alright?
Okay. Yeah. Thanks.
Wait, what's that?
Huh? This?
A necklace?
There you are, Alfie. Come in and close the door.
Ma'am? What are you doing?
Alfie! Thank God, please, talk some sense.
Come on now, we don't
her.
Have much time.
Don't have much time for what?
Ma'am, with all due respect, Danu can't leave this place.
You address him as Mr. Dewey.
Christine, it's fine. I told him to call me then.
Lisa told me what happened. I've made an executive decision that Mr. Dewey cannot stay here any longer.
But no, he has to stay.
What on earth is going on, Christine? You rush in here with no explanation, telling me to pack up, chasing me out.
You trust me, don't you?
Yes, but this is ridiculous.
Wait. You know, don't you? You know what he's done.
Know your place and mind your words, Alfie.
Who gives a damn about my place? We were just attacked by some spirit.
Alfie.
Spirit?
It's here because of him, right?
Alfie, I'm warning you.
Christine, what is going on here? First you have the strange sounds at night, then you have this protocol of locking patients' doors, and now this.
Mr. Dewey, this is all for the safety of our residents. Alfie, we will speak about this in my office later.
You knew about her.
Alfie, you say one more word and I will fire you.
Then fire me! You judge me for my tattoos, you speak like you're better than me, and it turns out you're a shitty human being just like everyone in this room.
Alfie?
You are harboring a murderer.
Enough!
Alfie, what are you talking about?
It's nothing, Mr. Dewey. He's just being...
Nurse Sally!
What?
Mr. Dewey, I apologize for his behavior. He's still new, you see?
You met her here. You tried to ask her out, but she rejected you. So, in return, you chased after her until she was killed in a car accident. You caused her death, Danu.
I apologize, Mr. Dewey. I don't know where Elfie gets these nonsensical ideas.
Nurse Sally. My, my, my. Haven't heard that name in quite a while.
You need to own up to your sins, or she will continue haunting this place.
So then, Christine, those stories online are all true.
Mr. Dewey, those are just fantastical...
I saw it all, Tanu. She was the one who showed me. She gave me that necklace.
Mr. Dewey, we really don't have much time for this.
Do you know why I bought over this godforsaken hospital, Alfie? It's because I wanted to remind myself that even a great man has his flaws.
So, you admit it? You were the one who killed Nurse Sally?
I was young and reckless and I made a mistake.
Bullshit! That's no excuse! Plenty of people make mistakes, but they are not entitled pieces of shit like you!
All I wanted was to give her a good life, Elfie. A great life, even.
Greatness, my ass! There's nothing great about you!
You accepted my watch, didn't you? Sally accepted this necklace, didn't she?
You forced it upon us! Like how you forced yourself upon everything, including this place.
I forced myself upon this hospital. No, Elfie, you misunderstand. I supported this hospital, breathed life into it when it was about to die. You knew this, Christine. You knew I could have just wiped my hands off it, let it go to the ground, but instead I kept it alive.
Exactly, Mr. Dewey. And we are forever grateful to you for it.
And so I ask you, Elfie, haven't I paid my dues? Haven't I supported this community? Haven't I proved that one mistake does not make a man? I would think that you, of all people, would appreciate that, right? Because of the mistakes in your own life? Because of someone you've hurt?
Don't you dare.
I've heard enough. It's time to go, Mr. Dewey. I've called a taxi for you.
Cancel it. I'm staying.
What? No, I won't allow it.
I don't believe in ghosts or spirits or whatever wild stories you nurses concoct. Why should I have to leave?
But I can't let you risk your life.
Shut up, Christine! You seem to have a tremendously misguided impression that you can tell me what the hell I can and cannot do.
Mr. Dewey, I am not trying to be disrespectful.
So much so that you forget who it is that you are here to serve.
But what you are saying goes against my professional duty.
I am staying. That is final. And if this ghost of Sally truly comes to find me, I will tell her the same thing I've been telling everyone for decades. It was an accident. I didn't drive that car. It was not my fault. I have no guilt. And therefore, I shall not suffer. My only wish is to enjoy my final days here in peace. And you can help me do that by leaving my room immediately.
Very well. We shall leave you as you wish, Mr. Blue. Up your things and leave. You are done here.
Fine. I was going to quit anyway.
Good. Glad we seem to be aligned.
You know, I really, really thought you were better than this, Christine. But I guess a dumbass like me wouldn't know any better.
Well, if it makes you feel any better, you should know that this really isn't about you.
Then who is it about, huh?
It's about everyone else. The residents that we take care of and the staff who work tirelessly to keep this place going. They are what all of this is about.
Oh, it's about yourself. About you wanting to keep an easy job and doing whatever it takes to keep that good old Danu money coming in, right?
Oh my, Elfie. You really do have quite the imagination.
What's so funny? Am I wrong?
You think it's about me? I'm sorry, but have you noticed that I've been staying behind to do patrols for every single damn night shift? You think I do that just to keep my job, huh? You don't think I have better things to do? A family to go home to? Friends that I haven't seen in years? Instead of hoping and praying that I don't ever come across that thing? You know, I wish I could go back in time and prevent you or Lisa from ever seeing it, but that's not how it works, isn't it? I don't get to decide when a ghost shows up and haunts my hospice. I just have to make do and deal with whatever mess it has left behind. So, yes, I guess it is about me insofar as I have to look out for pathetic, ungrateful little shits like you.
I'm sorry.
No. I'm sorry. You and Lisa had to go through what you did. Sally hadn't shown up in a long time. But it was still irresponsible of me to put the both of you at risk.
When? When did she last appear, ma'am?
I think it was about 2 years ago. Dano had just bought over the hospital and hired me as his first head nurse. I was over the moon, of course, excited to be given a chance at a real leadership position. But that first night, I saw her crawling down the hallway and I thought she was just someone who needed help.
Is that why you asked me if she was an accident victim?
Yes. And so I got up to her. I asked her if she was all right. Asked if she needed help. She looked up at me. We locked eyes and immediately I saw it too. I saw everything just like you did. How Dano forced himself on her, caused her to run, to get hit by the car. I had to face him the very next day and I couldn't say 2 words to him before I had to excuse myself to throw up.
But why haven't you confronted Dano about it?
Why? It's because Sally showed me what kind of a person he was, Elfie. People don't change. The past never really goes away. Dano can do all the charity he wants. He can give away as many gifts as he can. But deep down, he will always be the same disgusting, entitled, narcissistic asshole that he was all those years ago. There is no point trying to change someone like that, Elfie. It just makes life harder for the rest of us.
But have you even tried? How do you know for sure that people can't change?
You saw it for yourself, didn't you? Not a single ounce of remorse. In fact, I think he even sincerely believes that he's helping the world because of what he did to Sally. People show us their true colors all the time, Elfie. But we choose to ignore them, hoping that they are better than they actually are.
But aren't most people capable of being better?
I'd like to believe you, Elfie, but honestly, you don't sound like you quite believe that yourself.
Yes?
It's me, Mr. Dewey.
Ah, Christine. Come in. Evening, Christine. I trust that all has been taken care of?
Yes. Nurse Elfie has been relieved of his duties for breaching hospice policies. I sincerely apologize again for the inconvenience he's caused over the past few days, but he will not be troubling you again.
Pity. That boy has such potential, you know.
Yes.
Anything else? I see you've brought some papers with you.
Yes. Here are the financial and operational reports that you've requested for. On the whole, performance has improved slightly over the previous two quarters, but employee turnover and retention remains a key issue.
The online rumors don't help, I suppose.
No, sir.
Very well. Send this over to my accountants and keep up the good work.
Thank you, Mr. Dewey. Oh, and
Hmm.
There is one more thing, actually.
What is it?
Your lawyers have reviewed the contracts for the continuation plan. Everything appears to be in order, so all that's left is for you to sign it.
My, ever so eager to see me go, huh?
Not at all, Mr. Dewey. I just want to make sure that everything is settled accordingly.
That's what I like about you, Christine. Not the friendliest person in the world, but someone who will always get the job done.
Thank you, Dano.
And because of this, I have all the faith in the world that you're the right person to bring this hospice back to its former glory. The Dano Dewey estate shall continue supporting this establishment even after I'm gone. And I trust that you, Christine, shall serve my name well.
Yes, Dano. I will do my best.
And that should be it.
Thank you, Dano. The community and this hospice will forever be in your debt.
You're very welcome, Christine.
I'll make my leave now. Have a good rest of your evening.
Very well. You too.
Good to see you again, ma'am. I believe you may have dropped this earlier. I hope you have a lovely evening.
Who are you? What are you doing? What do you want? Christine! Christine! Help me! Help me! Help! Christine! Help! 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 Someone, please!
Thank you for listening to this episode of After Dark. New episodes will be released every Friday at 10 p.m. and you can follow the podcast on the MeListen app, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or Google Podcasts. This episode was produced and directed by Scott Hillyard. Screenplay was written by Carl Gunn, with editing, sound design, and mixing by David Chu. The cast for this episode features Vester Ng as Alfie, Xuan Ong as Lisa, Karen Tan as Christine, Shrey Bhargava as Dano, and Andrea Alingalan as Sally. Finally, the After Dark podcast is an original Media Corp production. Your executive producers are Danny Cordy and Barry Toh. Reproduction of any material associated with the podcast is strictly prohibited without the express written consent of Media Corp. We hope to see you again as we begin a new chapter of horrors that only come out after dark.